Ready for a women-forward car dealership? Rudy Luther Toyota empowers their many women on staff in sales, management, and service. Whether you are looking for a new Toyota or pre-owned vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota has something for everyone. Every vehicle comes with a Luther Advantage. 10 cents off fuel and car wash discounts at holiday stations, Luther Advantage warranty, and 5-day return policy on pre-owned vehicles. Located just 5 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis, off 394 and General Mills Boulevard. And they're also hiring. Want to join the team but don't know where to start? Visit RudyLutherToyota.com today.
It is the afternoon of February 10th. This is Preps Today with John Millay, part of the TalkNorth.com podcast network. Welcome, John. I know last time we talked, you were just getting out of the five-hour Zoom, and I've been thinking about that for a week, a five-hour Zoom. I don't think a five-hour Zoom should be called a Zoom. Zooms are supposed to be like quick, fast. It's not a Zoom.
There was no Zooming in a five-hour meeting. That's accurate. I don't know. Maybe it's backwards Zoom. Maybe it's a Moose. I don't know.
Three-toed sloth slog.
That's about right.
Something like accurate. That.
Yeah, right. No. No well, long Zoom meetings this week. Everything's good this week.
Thank God. We will be brief. We will get to the point. We'll have some fun here. We'll talk about Paige Beckers. We'll talk about a very young coach in Minnesota. We do want to thank our sponsors, Pizza Barn in Princeton, pizzabarnprinceton.com, our producer, Brandon Morton. Again, the best way to listen is any way you like. Rate us wherever you happen to listen to us. You can always find the shows at TalkNorth.com or follow us on Twitter at TalkNorthPod and see the shows as they come out. Let's start with the kid coach, John.
Yeah, this is pretty cool, Jim. I'd had this story on my radar since October when this young man was hired as the head boys basketball coach in Breckenridge. And for people who don't know where Breckenridge is, it's right on the North Dakota border, 50, 60 miles south of Fargo. These are twin towns, Breckenridge, Minnesota, Wahpeton, North Dakota, right across the Red River. I've been up there several times. There's a golf course that has holes in both states. I've never played it. I don't golf anymore, but that's always been one of the cool things about Breckenridge and Wahpeton. You can play nine holes and be in both states. So the Red River there is not a raging river. It's kind of a little creek. So it's a really cool part of the state. But last October, a young man named Stephen Lipp was hired as the new head boys basketball coach. He was 21 years old. He's still 21. He'll be 22 in March. I had a nice chat with him on the phone and Chad Fredrickson, the athletic director up there. They kind of talked me through the process of, you know, hiring a coach, especially a 21-year-old. He's a graduate of Breckenridge. He played on two basketball teams that went to the state tournament. He's got a 2-year degree from North Dakota School of Science across the river. He's been selling insurance since he got out of school there, played basketball there for the 2 years, and coached a little AAU, and it was a really unique thing. He got a hold of Chad, the AD, and just kind of asked, hey, should I apply? You think I have a chance? Chad said, go ahead and apply. We'll see what happens. And son of a gun, he got the job, and part of the appeal was Chad told me that all these kids who are now basketball players at Breckenridge High School, Stephen wasn't there that long. You know, he was there not long ago. They remember him and how good he was in high school. All those kids looked up to him when they were younger. So there's a lot of appeal there. They got off to a great start. They won their first five games, then went across the Red River and then dropped a game to Wahpeton. But they're rolling right now. And the Lipp family is a big name up there. Stephen's grandfather, who he never met before he died, also named Steve Lipp, was the boys coach in the 60s and 70s. And he took three Breckenridge teams to state in the late 70s, and they didn't go back till 2015 when Stephen was a sophomore, and then again in 2017 when he was a senior. But he was a 1,000-point scorer. He scored 41, which was, and I assume still is, the school record for a single game. And you want to read all about Stephen Lipp, the 21-year-old head coach, go to John's Journal at mshsl.org. Really, really interesting story. And I'll tell you what, Jim, I had planned to be in Breckenridge this week. I was going to go up there. They have home games Thursday and Friday night, and I had planned the trip. And then this was before the current weather set in, and I'm stupid in a lot of ways, but I'm not stupid enough to go on a long drive like that in conditions like this. So we did this over the phone, and some nice folks from a Twitter account and a website called Breck Sports Talk, which does a great job of covering Breckenridge. I got a hold of them, and they provided some photos that were taken by Carol Colby up there. So we got great cooperation from everybody, and an interesting story. The only younger coach I'm aware of, as far as a head coach, there's a dance coach in Aiken High School, Caitlin Wake. She's 19 years old. She's the head coach of the dance team. So, you know, I have socks older than both of those kids. So it's really quite a world we live in.
I have socks older than them also, but I don't have any pairs of socks. I only have single socks.
That's right. Where do they go? Where do those socks go?
I don't know. I just wanted to bring back a comedy classic from 1964. Thank you for bearing with me here. Once again, our sponsor is Pizza Barn in Princeton. If you'd like to advertise with us as well, you can reach, or if you'd like to advertise anywhere on our network, we've got a ton of shows, including all of our outdoor content. You can reach Karen Cleary at K-C-L-E-A-R-Y at TalkNorth.com. Karen came to us from the Twins, where she was a high-ranking executive. Now she is handling our sales. Let's talk about another kid, Paige Beckers. 19 years old, and it's impressive that someone 21 years old can be a head coach. Yeah. I tell you what, though, she's a 19-year-old. Woman who is as good as anybody in the world of basketball right now.
Yeah, you just wrote a great column about her coming off that game UConn and South Carolina the other night, where she just she was unbelievable. You know, game goes into overtime, she wins it. She scored their last dozen points or so. And it's interesting, and it was the same case in high school. She's a point guard and passes the ball, but a lot of times at crunch time, somebody else brings the ball up court, and now it's Paige's turn to score. And boy, can she score. It's phenomenal. And I didn't watch that whole game. I saw the latter part of it. And you know, all of us who watched her in high school, we're not surprised, I don't think, by any of this. It's interesting to see kind of the national perspective. I mean, no, I don't know if we expected that kind of stuff. You know, she just became the first UConn women's player ever to score 30 in, I think the streak is four games in a row or three games in a row.
Three, I think.
Think of the talent that's come through UConn women's basketball for a long time. She's the first one to do that, and she's taken that that sport by storm. And again, I don't know how surprised we are. I think we're probably a little surprised that she just comes into a whole new environment and takes over the game like that. But kind of talk about what you wrote, Jim. You compared her to some of the greats who've come out of that school, you know, Maya Moore and players like that. Just kind of recap that column you wrote.
Yeah, I mean, the thing, I look back at what Lindsey Whalen did as a freshman. Lindsey Whalen was a very good freshman player, but she averaged 17 points a game for a really, really bad team. It was the next year when Brenda Fries Oldfield came in, and then they started making their progress. And then by junior year, they had a great team. But her freshman year, she was a good player on a bad team, and nobody really paid attention. And there was no pressure on her because nobody's watching that team at that time.
Right.
Maya Moore was a great player, great high school player. I mean, number one recruit in the country. And you know, Maya Moore, she looked like a powerhouse athlete back then. Maya Moore has always had shoulders. She's always been a strong athletic presence. And she went in and she averaged about 17 points a game for UConn, which is great. It's phenomenal. Yeah. And Maya and Lindsey went on to through the great careers in women's basketball history. And Paige Beckers, 14 games in, looking like, you know, everybody's little daughter, is averaging 21 and just beat the number one team in the country almost by herself. Even though we all had high expectations, and even though I'm not shocked she's doing well, I am shocked she's scoring this easily against great teams.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. It's great to see. You know, we've talked about the talent in Minnesota. Jalen Suggs now at Gonzaga.
Yeah, playing great.
Chet Holmgren at Minnehaha, where Suggs came from. It's amazing. This is a hockey state. Boy, this is a basketball state too. And while we're talking about former high school stars, I tweeted this after the Super Bowl, congratulating four former Minnesota high school football players who are now Super Bowl champions with the Buccaneers. Tyler Johnson, we all know about, from Minneapolis North. Joe Haig, offensive lineman from Brainerd. Jack Sitchy from Hill Murray. And then there's an asterisk with Anton Winfield Jr., you know, played at the Gophers with Tyler. He did play at Eden Prairie as a freshman, and then the family moved to Texas, and that's where he finished high school. But a small asterisk, but that, you know, I don't know that that's ever happened. A Super Bowl champion with four kids with Minnesota high school backgrounds. I can't imagine that's ever been the case.
No, I can't think of ever a case like that. Usually if we had one connection, we kind of played that up. So that's pretty remarkable.
No, yeah. And Joe Haig almost caught more passes than Tyler Johnson.
That's right.
He had one knocked away in the end zone. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I really wish that the Bucs hadn't brought in Antonio Brown. He didn't make any difference. He's got a horrible history. I wish they had just thrown those passes to Tyler Johnson. He would have done just as well.
Oh, yeah, they would have won the Super Bowl. They would have gotten that far and won the game without AB, for sure.
Yep. We want to thank Pizza Barn in Princeton. Also want to remind you, we are welcoming Rudy Luther Toyota to the network. Rudy Luther Toyota is sponsoring the Cheryl Reeves Show. It's great to have Cheryl on the network, and we appreciate Rudy Luther Toyota. Most of all, we want to thank our long-running sponsor, our most loyal sponsor, Pizza Barn in Princeton, pizzabarnprinceton.com.
Yeah, you bet, Jim. This is Valentine's Day weekend. You can get those heart-shaped pizzas. And the big news is the pizza of the month for February. It's called Parker's Italian Beef Pizza. Parker is a relatively new employee up there who spent some time in Chicago, so he knows about Italian beef sandwiches. He has experience at a culinary school in Colorado, according to Jody Stay, the boss up there at the Pizza Barn. So I'm going to go through the Italian beef pizza. Like I said, it's the pizza version of a big juicy roast beef sandwich. They take chuck roast. They just buy big, nice chuck roast. They cook those in the pizza oven, slice them up. Then it goes on top of the Pizza Barn. Their famous crust is the starter. They have a secret garlic butter they put on there, their own pizza sauce, the minced garlic. Then the roast beef goes on. And then Gardenera, this is something I wasn't aware of. Gardenera, which Jody describes as a vegetable relish, which is something vegetable lovers will really enjoy. Then some red onion, and then goes on the mozzarella that they shred themselves right at the Pizza Barn. A little bacon, a few shakes of pizza topper. And the Parker's Italian Beef Pizza is available dine-in, takeout, delivery, take and bake, curbside, any way you want that or anything else they've got. At the Pizza Barn, they'll make it happen.
Excellent. Thank you to Jody Stay and Pizza Barn. All right, let's go to this week's state tournament.
Yeah, this is, again, a new concept, a virtual state tournament, an online tournament. This is the one-act play. We refer to it as the state festival. This is normally held at O'Shaughnessy Auditorium at St. Catherine University in St. Paul. It's a great venue for that. I go every year, but because of the pandemic, it's virtual. Class A schools will compete Friday, the Class AA schools Saturday, and then an online awards ceremony will be held. I might have said that wrong. I think Class A is Thursday, Class AA Friday, and then the online awards ceremony. I think the awards ceremony will be on YouTube if people want to watch. I'm just going to run down the schools that have won their sections in Class A. Fillmore Central, Belle Plaine, Central Minnesota Christian, Howard Lake, Waverly, Winsted, Malacca Holly, Rock Ridge, and Bagley, and AA Rochester Mayo, Prior Lake, Irondale, St. Michael, Albertville, Holy Angels, North Branch, Alexandria. So this will be an interesting weekend here. We did the same thing with the state debate tournament recently, and it went well. I'm sure it'll be the same with the one-act play.
Milestones and more.
Yeah, we got a lot of little short briefs here, Jim. The busiest basketball coach in Minnesota is Jeff Buffetta at Mountain Iron Buell. He coaches the boys basketball team and the girls basketball team. He's coached the girls for 23 years, and this is his second season as the boys coach. I went up there in December of 2019 and wrote about him. Really interesting. This is a busy guy, but he got the 500th victory of his career. Clearly, most of those with the girls team, but he's coaching both, so congratulations to Jeff. Parker's Prairie girls basketball coach, John Noga. He's on the verge of 600 career wins. They're hosting Brandon Evansville Thursday night. That may be 600 if they can win that game. The girls basketball coach at Cambridge Isani, Jody Ledall, got his 250th career win with a win at Princeton. I don't know if they got any Pizza Barn pizzas afterwards. The officials did, though. And the Wayzata boys hockey coach, Pat O'Leary, a good guy, got his 150th career win last weekend. And we talked about Gianna Niepkins from Duluth Marshall last week. She was the girl who had a milestone at Pine City, and her parents were allowed to come along with the team to see it. She's done it again now. She scored 54 points in a 103-77 win over Hermantown. That gave her the most career 50-plus point games in Minnesota girls basketball history. And the person who just moved down to number two on that is a name we know, Carly Wagner of New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, and the Gophers. So that's a pretty good accomplishment there. There was a really cool moment in a boys basketball game on Friday between Proctor and Greenway. There's a senior at Proctor, Nick Jahola. He had a broken leg during the football season. He's still coming back from that. But they had a little deal they worked out between both teams. Nick was able to be in the starting lineup, and he did score a basket. And I assume then after that, Greenway was allowed to throw it in the hoop, and then you start the game. So that's really good sportsmanship there. There's an award I learned about today called the High School Mascot of the Day. I saw it on Twitter. Wednesday's winner was the Moorhead Spuds, which is no surprise to any of us who followed our nickname challenge contest last year, in which the Spuds, in an exciting Twitter voting race, topped a field of 64 Minnesota high school nicknames in the Twitter voting, narrowly defeating the awesome Blossoms of Blooming Prairie in the finals. So the Spuds were the high school mascot of the day. And I was reminded on Twitter, on this date 3 years ago, I was at a section dance tournament in Montevideo, and my good buddy Paul Ramo from KLQP Radio in Madison and Dawson, this guy was doing radio coverage of a section dance tournament, and he does the state dance tournament. Paul's tremendous. He does more. He sees more high school games than anybody I know. So he asked me if I'd chat on the air with him. Of course I would. And he told me his coverage of the dance tournament was interrupting the station's normal Saturday polka show. So Paul sent out a tweet today.
Dance Wars.
He must have got a notice from Twitter 3 years ago today. Here's what you tweeted. And I am certain this is the only time my voice has interrupted polka music. So to the polka community, I apologize.
Wow. A lot of ways we go with that. But we'll just go to thank a ref.
Yeah, this is a pretty spectacular thank a ref. I got a note from Darren Glenn. He's the principal at Bertha Hewitt. I was not aware of how they thank the refs at Bertha Hewitt, but there's a faculty member up there who's also the student council advisor, Al Hansen. He has the student council kids put together a gift basket for every official that comes to every contest at Bertha Hewitt. So it'll have a Powerade, some candy, mints, maybe a couple energy bars. Sometimes they throw in a special gift from the entrepreneurial class. But the most important part of this is a handwritten thank you note from a student. Each official gets a gift basket with a handwritten thank you note. They've been doing this for many years, and it's pretty cool. And Darren told me that Mr. Hansen's intent is to teach students about kindness, character, and respect for officials. And it's a total win-win. And way to go, Bertha Hewitt. That's one of the greater thank a ref things I've noticed.
Good stuff. Let's got a final thought from John. I'm going to ask him where he's headed next or if he's going to be able to get out on the road. Once again, thank you to Rudy Luther Toyota. Thank you to our longtime sponsors, Pizza Barn in Princeton. And if you'd like to check out Manscaped, go to manscaped.com. Use the promo code ATHLETIC for 20% off and free shipping. Will you be able to get on the road this week? What are your plans?
I probably not this week, Jim. Like I said, I was going to be in Breckenridge either Thursday and Friday. It's just too cold. I'm not going to do it. I may hit some action closer to the metro or in the metro. It's kind of a day-by-day thing here. But here's what the weather is doing to us right now. There was a tweet from our friend Emmett Keenan, the AD at St. Cloud Cathedral. He tweeted this morning that the Nordic ski meet, this is cross-country skiing, the Nordic ski meet at St. John's Prep today has been postponed due to temps and wind chills. That is the status of winter in Minnesota right now. It's too cold to ski.
Man, well, I need to head out right now to run an errand, and I was looking at the temp, and it's 8, and it's gonna be minus 14 tonight.
Oh, yeah, let's put some more logs on the fire, man. It's
Be careful with your pets' paws. Be careful. Oh.
Our dog has never ran outside to do her duty and run back in. Then, you know, and when it's nice out, we'll take a leisurely walk a couple times a day. Right. There's nothing leisurely. We wouldn't even need to put her on a leash. She goes out, finds her spot that I've cleared in the yard with the snowblower, and beats me back to the house.
Yeah, stunning efficiency all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, where's that the rest of the year?
Thanks to our producer, Brandon Morton. Thanks to everyone who listens to this show and TalkNorth.com. Again, we have tons of outdoor content, tons of sports content. We continue to add shows. We do appreciate you listening. Wherever you listen to us, rip us, rate us, let us know how we're doing. Thanks, as always, to John for bringing us great stories, and we'll be back next week.